18th, 2025, I'd like to call this village council meeting to order. We will stand for pledge of allegiance and then remain standing for prayer led by Matt Boyer with the Trinity Lutheran Church.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Turn on. Does it need to be turned on?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good evening. Let us pray. Lord God, I thank you for all who serve our community, especially those who've been out in the cold this week, heading to streets and driveways. Lord God, bless the conversations tonight and the people having them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Can I have a roll call, please?
Shire.
Here.
Right.
Here.
Devlin.
Here.
Todd. Adam.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Dawson.
Mr. Dawson is absent tonight. I need a motion to excuse his absence.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second.
Yes.
Devlin.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Johnson.
Yes.
Shire.
Yes. We are joined tonight by our administrator, Chris Frazier. I have our assistant law director, Kent Murphy, and chief of police, Sam Chappell. We need to approve the agenda. However, we do have some amendments to make. I need to add committee appointments. We need to get that done. And an executive session for economic development, which is Ohio Revised Code 121.22G8 at the end of tonight's meeting.
Make a motion to amend the agenda.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call.
Devlin.
Yes.
Adams.
Yes.
Johnson.
Yes.
Shire.
Yes.
Frank.
Yes.
In approval of previous meetings minutes, so we have corrected minutes from January 21st regular meeting.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second.
Adams.
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Emily?
Yes.
And I have the regular meeting minutes from February 3rd, 2025.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Emily?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
I think it's appropriate time to appoint the subcommittees. Talking with everybody, I didn't hear of any changes that were nobody wanted to make any changes to their subcommittees, so we'll just continue with what we had. So development of government relations will be chaired by Daphne Demlin, with members Chad Johnson and Rachel Adams. The finance committee will be chaired by Lynn Frank with committee members Tony Dawson and Rachel Adams. Properties committee will be chaired by Tony Dawson. Second, third members will be Robert Shire and Daphne Demlin. The rules and ordinances committee will be chaired by Rachel Adams with committee members Chad Johnson and Lynn Frank. The safety committee will be chaired by Chad Johnson with committee member Robert Shire and Daphne Demlin. And village services will be chaired by Robert Shire. The other committee members will be Lynn Frank and Tony Dawson. There's, I believe, two members of the Planning Commission that need to be reappointed. Is that correct?
It's actually the Zoning Board of Appeals.
Does the mayor need to be present for that? Law director?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Zoning Board of Appeals.
Yes, and my apologies if perhaps I either botched their names or perhaps blank on their names in general, as I'm still trying to learn all of the individuals who are on our boards and committees. But Ms. Pat Ogg, her term on the zoning board expired in 2024 and has not been renewed. And then I'm blanking on the other lady's name, but her first name is Allison. I believe hers just expired today on, or excuse me, Ms. Allison Babcock, her appointment, I believe, appears to have also expired on January 1st of 2025, and they have requested to me that they'd like to be reappointed.
There's one more individual that expired in 2025, unless Mr. Krause.
Yes, Mr. Krause. I reached out to him. We played phone tag this afternoon. I tried getting a hold of him. He is currently out of the village at this moment. He has claimed to me that he is a snowbird, and I don't know what that means.
He goes to Florida for a few months.
But he had stated that he won't be back until April, so I have not worked in a community where their committees met as needed. They usually met once a month, so Mr. Krause did not indicate directly if he wanted to be reappointed or not, so it's basically up to the council's decision if they want to reappoint him. But as of today, I have no idea if he wanted to be appointed back to the zoning board or not. But at least with reappointing Ms. Ogg and Ms. Babcock, you would still have enough for a quorum if needed.
Yeah. Do I have any recommendations to appoint Pat Ogg and Alice Babcock to a second term or a new term?
So moved.
I'll second that, but I'd like to know what their expiration date
is. Yeah, what are the lengths of the terms?
I thought they were anywhere between 4 to 5 years. I mean, when I spoke with Ms. Babcock earlier, she believed that the term was 5 years, because she said that she was appointed in 2020 and then her term had expired this year. So I'd have to double check to make sure what they are, but at the very least, I thought they were 4 years.
Why don't we make Pat Ogg's 2028 and Allison Babcock's 2029? That way there's one a year.
Staggered?
Yeah.
I believe, yes, Councilmember Frank's point is that we have one member whose expiration date is January 1st of 2026, and then another member whose expires January 1st of 2027. This happened just to be one period where we had more than one member expire at the same time.
Right. Need a roll call. Do we need a roll call for this? For appointments? So I need a roll call to
Johnson.
Approve these. Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Demoline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Okay.
Chad, what about the Village Planning Commission? I know you started on that one. I thought somebody said it on one meeting that Andy Welch wanted to stay on.
I think you approved that.
Yeah, that's correct. Mr. Welch's term also expired on the Planning Commission, but the council has already reappointed him.
Through what date?
I think that was also a four-year term as well, so I believe that would have been through 2028.
When we update this document, can we put the term lengths on this? That way it's all in one place.
And what about the Income Tax Board of Appeals? Janelle DeBacher? expired last year?
I don't think that we've ever updated it.
January 1. Beth Bay's expired January 1 of this year.
Do we need to reach out to them, or?
Yeah, at the very least, what I can...
Should, yes.
What I can do is I can go through all the individuals whose terms have expired on the boards and committees and reach out to all of them and ask if they would like to be reappointed, because I have noticed that there are more than one individual that terms have expired, and now we're essentially playing catch-up to try and get individuals either reappointed or notify the public that their positions are now opened.
Yep. I believe the mayor has an appointment for the vacant park board seat. He's not here to tell us, so.
For Alice's seat?
Yep. So moving on, this is our public address. Mr. Patek, would you like to address us?
Good afternoon, everybody. Vice Mayor, thank you for having us. Thank you for recognizing us. The council people, too, thank you. Mr. Frazier, we worked with him a couple times. It's very nice. My name is Bill Patek. I'm from the Delta American Legion. I'm currently the commander, and with me is Legionnaire Sid Desgrange. Also working on a project together with us. Anyway, one of the things we're talking about tonight is the idea of having the extra flagpole out in the west end of town. For some reason, way back when Mr. Peoples was part of the organization here, neglected to come out and talk with us about the number of flags that are needed to, and recognize all of the armed services. Space Force is the one that's not out there. It was established on 20 December 19 during the Trump administration, and it is part of the Defense Department. And we currently fly those flags that are posted out there. And we really would like to see this other flag pole put up, and so that you can take a look at it, or the community can take a look at it. As the Legion, we also agreed to each year to take care of the flags, dispose of them properly, and put new ones up at the same time. That cost could be around $800, I would imagine, a cost that the village wouldn't have to absorb. But we would definitely like to see that happen. You can talk about the balance out there, but if you're coming down Airport Highway, it's awfully hard to see any kind of a balance in regards to see where the center of the group of flags are. If you do, you'll have to stop in the middle of Airport Highway, and you better not, because you're in trouble, to see the center. Otherwise, you have to drive up on the hill and see it that way. So by placing an extra flagpole, we throw out the balance a little bit, but it would also show that we do have all the military, all six of them represented, or all seven of them represented with the way they're supposed to be. So whatever the council can do in getting this and making this happen now, we would certainly most appreciate that. One of the other things that we are doing in our community is over to the cemetery. Back a few years ago, we agreed to, along with the Delta Eagles, to fund some projects out there. The entrance into the cemetery, for instance, those pillars were definitely in sad sanitary, and didn't look good for our community. And also our memorial in the center of the cemetery where we actually use that annually for our Memorial Day services. So anyway, we put up $12,000 along with the Eagles, and the village put up an additional $12,000 to make this happen. Now, at that time, maybe it was a verbal, I don't know, but anyway, it was said that we would also include the flagpole. Well, as time went on, we found out the flagpole was never included, and the flagpole that presently is there is bending over, it doesn't look nice, it doesn't add to our beauty of going into the cemetery. So again, the Legion, along with the Dell Eagles, have agreed to put this package together, and we met with Mr. Frazier to, get this okay. We'll do the demolition, taking the old flagpole out, getting rid of it. We'd also like to go one step further in getting rid of those bushes that have been there for probably the last 35, 40 years that I've lived here, and put new things in. And also, we want to a new flagpole up, and we're sharing this cost, it's $6,000 to have it established along with the installation also, plus the electrical, because we want to light it during the night, it's important to us that we do that. So those are some of the things that we are doing additionally, and by the way, we do have volunteer help that's going to do the demo work, so it's no cost to anybody for that. And we'll replace the bushes also, so that's where we stand. So I appreciate your time, and I hope that we get that other flagpole up, and when the weather breaks, as a matter of fact, I'm going down tomorrow to sign the contract for the flagpole for the cemetery, so we'll get that going.
Probably try to get it done before Memorial Day services.
For sure, for sure.
Good.
And maybe it looks really nice on that day. So thank you very much for your time, and we appreciate it, and Councilman Dell, we appreciate you coming out to our meeting last night, making a presentation, and trying to make our community a little nicer, and I hope that all goes for us too. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kevin Corple? Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Kevin Corple, and in addition to being the bike shop out on Five, I'm a member of the board of Norta, and just want to come to you folks to see if we can get verbal endorsements, and I'm kind of not looking for a petition or anything, just verbal endorsement to press on and support the establishment of an actual bike lane from the trail up into town. We look at what they're doing out in Williams County, and just wish we could get the same amount of support here in Fulton County and the like from all the parties involved with what they're doing out there, their spearheading projects, and matter of fact, at one of our meetings here a couple of months back, they said, oh, by the way, we did this. Oh, okay, well, since it's already done, it doesn't really matter, but what we're looking at is just, like I said, just a verbal endorsement. I have spoken to, before I went any further with it, I did speak to the county engineer's office, and the woman there said, well, yeah, we just never really had any interest, so we'll go ahead and, I'll press on from here and take it from here, and we'll go from there. I don't see any point in going to ODOT and everything else until we get everything up here squared away. I'm not looking for construction monies or widening the road or anything, just signage. They agree, the woman that I spoke to with the engineer's office agrees, probably the safer route would be bringing it up along 109, 62's a little narrow and curvy, and be a little bit safer if we go with that, plus that'll also put the signage cost on the state, so you guys wouldn't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
But no, we're just looking at that, just to help the businesses here in town, we can go farther into, you know, signage for a map of the downtown area, what businesses are where, you know, and everything else. We can do that later. Or before we go any further, we just want to see if we can get you folks to, you know, endorse it and go from there.
Yeah, Kevin, you've got my support 100%.
I did canvas the, obviously with my type of hairdo, I don't worry about going anywhere else. The wife takes care of it. I didn't think anything of it. You know, there's no point in coming down to town to talk to the businesses on a Monday because the women at the hair salons aren't going to be there. So I missed them, but generally everyone was in favor of it. Even if they couldn't give an official approval, they were in favor of this. And some were very enthusiastic, and like I said, we're just looking at starting it. Let's get things here started first, and then we can go from there.
Yeah.
And that's all we're looking for, is just to get that, and if you folks will give verbal endorsement to it, I'll go ahead and contact ODOT and get the ball rolling with them and go from there.
Yeah, I think there's even some grant opportunities available for installation of path if we needed.
It was all squared away and set up, and then those people that own that restricted road out here just south of town, the Norfolk Southern, the gentleman, and I've lost his contact information at all since, down in Bellevue. He said, yeah, I'll give you the guy's name and his email and phone number and all this, but don't be surprised if he doesn't get back to him. Gee, imagine that. Never heard back from him. You don't want a great crossing. He said, stop and think about it. If somebody just puts a bike wheel, they're going to, for safety, they're going to want to shut down both lines until the investigation is done. Even if nobody's hurt, they're not going to agree to that. They don't want a grade crossing. And
can't go under
it. Putting a bridge across where we were looking at, that's not exactly in NORDA's budget right now. Mm-hmm.
Well, having that bike path paved all the way to 109 is a good opportunity for us to bring that traffic into town. It's a nice spearhead.
I do not recall what status it is. It is in. They are looking at getting it paved from 109 West. Mm-hmm. The battle with getting it something done where the two lines cross. I did suggest to them, hey, hand it off to the county commissioners in the city of Wauseon, because you got a bunch of volunteers coming in to talk to you versus the city of Wauseon and county commissioners, they might pull just a little bit more weight than what you guys weigh. So I don't know what status that project is in.
I love it. Do we have to vote?
No. He just wants a verbal.
Yep. I mean, I didn't ask any of the businesses in town to sign it, and several of them ought to take vocal sign petition if you got it. I said, no, we just want it. Let's keep it low-key and simple to start with before we get too deep off into the woods and weeds and all, and we'll go from there. Once we get it established, everyone is on board, we'll go from there.
Yeah.
All right.
I recall there being discussions of a grant maybe 4 years ago or so that we didn't qualify for it for some reason, or maybe we missed a deadline, but the ball was kicked down the road a little bit at one point.
I think there was some state money available a few years ago. I think a couple other jurisdictions that we represent used it.
Yep.
Down the road, if you guys wanted to show that interest, you can put it into a resolution if you choose to.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. I'm good with it.
Okay, that's all I wanted to do. Just like I said, now at this point, they seem a little bit busy. I would give them a couple of days to figure out which end is up, and then contact ODOT and go from there, because it's, like I said, if nothing else, just to designate the signs and go from there.
If you don't mind, are you going to be here the entire meeting? I'll get your contact information before you leave tonight.
Yeah, I can jot that down, because I need to.
You need to go?
Way to a true committee meeting, so if you've got a slip of paper or something.
Let me get it from you.
I would have brought the business cards for the shop, but they're laying on the kitchen table, so I won't forget them.
Fair enough. I'm going to move on with the agenda, Kevin, if you're finished.
That's all right. Go right ahead.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Correspondence.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. So in one of our previous meetings, I'll just repeat myself in the event that was recorded. So in one of our previous meetings, the council had discussed a returned items or an issued items return policy, and the council had asked that within the policy that there indicates some aspect that upon an employee being issued a village issued cell phone, that anything that might be considered public record, or they not wipe anything from their phone. So if you look under procedures, item number 3, under the second bullet point, I included under the condition that in addition to the cell phones should be returned in good working condition, and any damage or issues must be reported, that no village issued cell phones shall be wiped of information that could be requested as public record. So I believe that was, at the very least, that was what the council had requested. So this is just an updated version of that policy that we had discussed before. So if you are satisfied with the policy, you can make the motion to approve the policy as written out.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second.
Shire?
Yes.
Bray?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes. The floor is still yours.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. So as the individuals from the American Legion were here, I know this was a part of my report the last time in our last meeting, but what I have given you is an official estimate from Yankee Doodle on how much it would cost for the hardware of the flagpole plus the flag and the, including the shipping installation and the base lights of a new flagpole on the west side of town to represent the Space Force. What you, like I said, what you have before you is now an estimate. So I know this was something that you guys initially just discussed, but you now officially have that estimate in front of you to decide if that's what you want to go forward, if there's more discussion you'd like to have, if perhaps you want to table it for another meeting or another time.
I would just ask that we budget this item for 2025 in our final budget. Make a motion to do that, or
second that motion.
I have a motion and a second to prioritize this estimate for this flagpole for Space Force.
Frank?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Anything further for correspondence? All right. You have any updates or reports?
So as I have written to you in my report, last Tuesday, I attended my first Fulton County Economic Development Corporation meeting in Swanton. I believe I related this to you, but in case you did not know, Matt Gilroy, the current Fulton County, or the current executive director for the Fulton County EDC, is leaving for another position down in Findlay. So I will add that right now the EDC is currently accepting applications for an executive director. Their final day, I believe, is February 28th. If there is anybody that is listening to this or here present that would be interested in the position. I can't recall how much it pays. But yes, so the EDC is currently looking for a new executive director at this time. I recently attended a webinar on the Sunshine Laws here in Ohio through the Attorney General's office. As I kind of joked, is that as much as the idea of a 3-hour webinar sounds horrifying, it was actually enlightening and informational, and I've encouraged members of staff here in Delta to sign up for a webinar. If any member of council is interested in signing up for that webinar, the Attorney General's office has signups online, and like I said, it would just be out of your own will. I don't believe we have a policy on the books that states that council members have to take the training.
It is very dry.
I do believe.
Do we have to do it yearly?
I do believe council members are required to.
Yeah, and I believe we all have it on record in our files, so.
Yeah.
Okay, well, at the very least, at the very least, I took it, so. There were some things I learned that were fascinating. Some things I guess really didn't change from state to state, but it was still interesting nonetheless. I just want to reiterate that the yellow tags from AOS are still good to use until March 1st. As I want to reiterate again, is that after March 1st, since the yellow tags will no longer be in use, after March 1st, residents in Delta can exchange those yellow tags for the lavender tags. Staff and I have discussed that we've come to the agreement that we believe that April 5th will be a good date to no longer exchange those yellow tags for the lavender tags.
Was April 5th?
Yeah. So that will be the date that the village will no longer accept the exchange. I have been told too that because of the fact that recently, in the past couple of weeks, we had a shortage of staff, so we had to close early. If needed, we could either discuss it now, or I could go back and potentially discuss the idea of having a day or two in April be open on a Saturday to perhaps allow individuals who don't have the time to come in during the week to come in and exchange their tags. Because I have been notified that some individuals have stated that they weren't happy about the fact that they couldn't come in during the weekday, during the hours that we were open. So if that's something the council would like to do, I can make that happen, but I'm leaving that up to you.
No, I don't think it's worth it to pay an employee overtime for somebody to save 75 cents.
I will, unless anybody else feels differently, I will make a note of that.
I feel differently. There are a lot of people that are members of this community who work outside of town and can't make it here. So I think, you know, doing it maybe one weekend or one Saturday or something.
Do we have an option of, rather than just paying an employee overtime, changing their schedule from a Friday to a Saturday?
We could flex somebody out to give them that time.
I think that would assuage Mr. Johnson's worries about spending extra on the village and allow us to benefit the community. Perfect.
Now, would you like that to be just one weekend in April or two?
I will leave that to your discretion, I believe.
Okay. Alrighty, I will make sure to make a note of that. And then simply administration, as my role as the zoning administrator / inspector, I have approved and sent out one zoning certificate. I would like to add, and I'd like to remind the council that next Tuesday I will be leaving to head down to Columbus for the Ohio City and County Management Association. I have discussed it with her today, but while I am gone, I have left Jenna Flores, the finance director, to be the office manager for Village Hall and administration. I've discussed it with her today about the aspects that she would be expected and what not would be expected of her. I also plan on meeting with my department heads sometime this week to discuss further about what is expected communication-wise, so that the event that I don't get 20 different phone calls. I will say for the council, if you do need to get a hold of me, by all means, please do get a hold of me or text me if needed. But I will be leaving Ms. Flores in charge just to make sure operations are still running efficiently. So then in terms of streets, the streets department has continued to plow and salt roads as well as assisting the water and wastewater departments. They've recently worked on replacing a stormwater main across Maplewood and should be completed in a couple of weeks. As spring rolls around, the department will be tree trimming along the streets and parks in Delta, and will also be cold patching potholes here soon. And then for currently, because of because of personnel overturn in the wastewater department, right now we've had the water department over doing jobs and or doing responsibilities in both water and wastewater department, and the streets department has also been assisting them in covering the treatment duties as well as any calls for main breaks or any emergencies. The lead and copper sampling requirements have been adjusted. Both the village and Fulton County have received approval for the final corrosion control. And lastly, staff at the water department are scheduled to repair a sewer lateral at 602 Adrian Street due to a large water line break causing it to collapse. So, and that is the end of my report as well as departmental reports. Any questions or comments or concerns?
I did have one question, Mr. Frazier. It was broached to members of council via email that the village is looking to remove some email accounts from its books.
Yes, that is correct. That has been brought to my attention by the finance director that we are currently paying for email addresses that have not been in use for some time now.
My only concern is that we are, in fact, archiving the data from those emails. Other than that, I believe it's a good idea not to pay for employee email addresses that are no longer employed by the village, but I just want to make sure that the data in those files is being archived and maintained by the village.
Absolutely, Council Mashir. In fact, one of the things that I do plan on discussing with council at another meeting is reviewing our retention schedule, because that retention schedule is a little bit outdated, so to speak, and I know the council has concerns about what's some aspects that they would like to keep retained, but at another time we'll need to discuss how long certain aspects we would like to retain certain things. So that, because unfortunately, the more we keep, the more data and the more information we keep stored, the more we have to pay to keep that stored. So at another time we have to review that retention schedule and decide if we like that current schedule or if we need to make some adjustments to it.
Pent, will you and Kevin be available to verify that we are within statute compliance with that retention schedule when we, because that's I think the bulk concern for most of us is maintaining compliance as long as we're.
Yeah, and that's very heavily, very detailed regulated.
So. Yes.
Sure.
Thank you.
Are we beyond statute currently? Are we exceeding it with our retention?
Not necessarily. It's just I can't really speak on behalf legally, as Mr. Murphy can probably explain it a little bit better. But for the most part, the Attorney General's office really has recommendations of how long you can keep certain information on file before it can be legally destroyed. And frankly, I believe the longer you store things or the longer you keep things on file, the likeliness that can be requested in a records request.
Yeah, we'll want to make sure we're staying on top of it with the records retention committee. You're supposed to have a committee appointed and follow. Yeah, there's a statutory framework for it, so we can do all that.
Yeah.
And aren't those, once that committee's established, I thought we had one, but
we do have one.
Isn't it there a schedule that it's to, those rules are to be reviewed every so many years?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's the committee that actually authorizes the destruction of documents.
Okay.
That way it doesn't happen. Yeah, they've set it up so that all of that doesn't get funneled through Columbus.
And the other thing we were talking about, my mind just went.
The emails,
and shouldn't that be part of a policy that once an employee is no longer with the village, that you make sure that any emails are
probably archived
and then deleted? It should be part of a policy that it just happens,
right? And consistent with your retention retention schedule. Yes.
Okay.
And you can set that how you want, but you've got to meet the minimums of retention.
But in order to not pay for email accounts that are not active.
Yeah, you just got to maintain the information that you have to maintain.
Right.
guys have stuff you have to destroy.
Yeah, we have our stuff. We're behind, we got a lot.
Yeah, that was all I had. Finance Director?
I need approval of invoices.
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
Dunlap?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Yes.
I also wanted to let council know that the minutes have all been updated on the website. They were put in last meeting, so we got that taken care of. And the proof of publications have been brought up to date.
Any subcommittees? I have unofficial minutes from our last park board meeting and a few things I just want to bring to council's attention. We did appoint a new chairman for the park board, that's Mr. Craig Elton. I'm now the vice chair, and then Ms. Demlin is still the secretary. She drew the short straw there. The park board did vote in favor of adding pickleball courts to the master plan. So we're gonna get with our friends at the rec council and the rec committee, see if they can help us with the cost of that. The DYSA made some requests. I think we've discussed the maintenance of the fields. You want to weigh in on any progress with that, or are we still tabled? It's tabled at the moment with park board.
Yes, you are correct. It was currently tabled because I wanted to discuss it with members of staff about where we sat in regards to their request. Now, to kind of get the council up to speed, there were four items that the DYSA had requested from the village in regards to maintenance of the regarding to the baseball and softball diamonds that we oversee. Three of those aspects we already do as it is. We do like mowing of the grass, some other maintenance. The DYSA had agreed that they would line the fields, but what they had requested from the village was to have an individual from the village come in and drag the fields. When I discussed this with our chief superintendent, he had said that we pay somebody during the summertime $16 an hour to go around and maintain the parks. And the USA had suggested that it would take up to an hour and a half to drag all the fields, but I rounded it up to two. And based on that amount per hour for 5 days a week, multiplied by 6 weeks, it would be, if my math is correct, it was about $1,000 that the village would be spending to have the fields dragged just for the DYSA. It was an aspect that we had tabled because that was something that I would have had to decide if that was in the best interest of the village, potentially have the council if needed discuss it. Because where the USA had came from was the fact that in the past they had volunteers do the field dragging, mm-hmm. and they busted the equipment that we owned.
Well, they're not volunteers.
Well, they're not volunteers?
No, they're paid $25 per field and then reimbursed by the village.
You're right, my apologies, I misinterpreted that. So, I mean, right now, based on where I looked at in the budget, I mean, where I stand is, I mean, if the DYSA wants to come meet us in the middle on paying some of that salary or some of those wages for that person to come out there and drag the fields, or, you know, they reimburse us for the amount of, for the wages of that individual, I mean, I haven't come to an official decision. I mean, perhaps if that's something the council wants to weigh in on, feel free to chime in before I make the official decision if needed.
I think a discussion is always warranted. I mean, it never hurts to ask someone a question and have everyone be informed on it. And if they choose to say, no, we aren't going to help pay to drag the fields, and they're going to say, no, we aren't going to help. But they might say, yeah, we'll meet you in the middle. So I think that discussion should be had before a final decision is made.
I mean, I know they're going to have their meeting. They're having their next meeting next Tuesday evening, and unfortunately, I will not be here. And I already had stated to that in the event that I wasn't there, I could provide a statement if needed. But again, where my feeling on it is that I feel that the village should not be paying somebody to drag the fields and not be reimbursed for the work.
So I guess my opinion on that is the fields are village property, and they need to be safe to play, regardless of who's playing on them. Even after the season is completed, they're still public fields. People are going to use them. They're welcome to. It's a public park. So I think it's the village's responsibility to make sure that they're safe for play for everybody, regardless of if they're part of an organization or not.
Yeah, I think the fields are in the park. They're part of the park. So.
And to have, for DYSA to have somebody perform that work with village equipment and then the village reimburse them, there's some liability there, I would assume, with, you know, wrecking equipment, hitting fences, breaking our equipment, those types of things. I don't know if it's worth extending that to somebody else. We should probably just take the burden on ourselves, my opinion.
Do we have working equipment to do it since it was broken?
The drag is broken. The people that I've observed doing it, they drag the field with it's a chain link drag mm-hmm. type of piece of equipment. They'll go too fast and hit bases. They'll hit the fence with it, and then they won't roll it up and put it in the back of the machine. They'll drag it all the way across the park. So not only are they damaging the equipment, but they're dragging it across the grass. They're dragging it into the curbs, across the sidewalk, miles and miles.
So what sort of schedule are we talking about? A year-round maintenance of the park whenever it's not snowy that the field's being dragged? Is it a six-month period during baseball season? I guess what are we talking about?
Yeah, the ball season runs from, say, April through July, but the parks are open until October.
So are we dragging the fields all the way to October, I guess is my question.
Yeah, I think they should be at least maintained. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be a lot less when they're not being used by an organization, but.
How often do we drag the fields? Is it daily?
Every day. Through season, yeah. Well, Monday through Thursday. There's no games Friday through Sunday. Unless there's a tournament or something. There's usually a tournament on Chicken Festival weekend.
Will there be one? There wasn't one last year. Will there be one?
I believe they intend to host baseball, yes. That's it from Park Board. Any other committees? Okay, moving on to old business. I have ordinance 03-2025 for third reading.
Actually, it needs to come off the table first.
Can you, police chief.
Yeah, just give you a flea. Sorry.
He was hoping.
Director, do you have any
things? I do not, sir. But I believe the chief does.
Just throw stuff at me. I won't skip you.
You're fine. We placed the order for the new Durango for what would be Cruiser 25. So that order was placed. We let the outfitter know as well. So that's in process, and hopefully it'll still on schedule for the 6 to 8 weeks before we have it. March 3rd, the department's hosting a self-defense course through COGS, the Keep Our Girls Safe organization. It's a free course to sign up. The only thing is you have to be 16 years old to sign up. It's going to be at the department. March 3rd, 6:30 to 8:30. We're hosting it. It's not a contact like teaching moves or anything like that, so it's going to be at our department. It's more of COGS is just teaching women's self-defense through like empowerment, toughness, how to stay focused, how to not lose your cool, that kind of thing. So there's not going to be any liability of, you know, people getting thrown on a mat and stuff like that. So it's just purely a educational course that they teach. They've taught it for a while, but this will be the first time they're teaching on here in Delta. And there is still sign-ups available for anybody that would be interested in signing up for it.
Is there a cost to that?
No, it's free. So it's a free course. You have to be a woman, you have to be 16 years old or older. We've sent a flyer over to the high school to let them know about it as well. But other than that, the minimum age, there's no maximum age, so anybody can go. We're also looking at hosting another class. This would be for police officers and other people that are interested in crime prevention and being a crime prevention specialist. Stuff through that organization would be neighborhood watches, stuff like that, or going to somebody that could go to a business and say, hey, your lighting's set up this way, this is how you should set up the lighting, and these are the kind of bushes you should have here, or move these bushes, put security cameras there. That'd be a 3-day course. We're looking at hosting that in our department. If we were to host it, we would get a free seat, I believe, at least one free seat in the course. Other than that, this last week I went to BCI. I met the supervisor at BCI. Just kind of went through when to call BCI and the different things that they are available. So BCI is Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation. They're down in Bowling Green. And just went over different resources and how to go about those resources if, in fact, we would need them as a village for different investigations. And I think that is everything that I had.
Our mayor is here. My apologies for being late. Would you like to... I'll hand it off to you. We are at Old Business.
Okay.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you. Old Business, we have Ordinance 03-2025, third reading.
It is on the table.
We have to vote to take it off the table first. I'll make a motion to take it off the table.
I'll second that motion.
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Free?
Yes.
Deadline?
Yes.
Okay, so now ordinance being off the table, 03-2025.
So ordinance 03-2025 is an ordinance to supplement ordinance 35-2024, making supplemental appropriations for the current expenses of the Village of Delta for fiscal year ending December 31st.
Does this need to be as an emergency?
Third reading. Yes. Third reading?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, it is third reading, so no, it's not an emergency.
It doesn't have to. It's okay to. Okay.
It's still 30 days.
It will be 30 days, yeah, unless you do it as an emergency.
I just want to make sure that that's okay for the budget.
What did we do? It was tabled for questions. You had some questions about.
Yeah, I had some questions. I'll let Marlene explain.
The reason we were appropriating those funds is there was nothing placed in the temporary budget for the crushing of that concrete. So this will appropriate those funds.
The money was already there in the old pool fund, but it hadn't been put into the budget for the.
Okay.
I'll make a motion for a third reading.
I'll second it.
I have a motion, second. Roll call, please.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Demoy?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Okay, moving on to new business. Ordinance 06-2025, first reading.
Ordinance 06-2025 is an ordinance authorizing the Village of Delta to enter into a consulting agreement with Maumee Valley Planning Organization.
Make a motion to approve. Second.
I have a motion, second. Roll call, please.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Demoy?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
You, go ahead. This is a first reading. We should probably talk about what it's for.
Yeah.
We you could enlighten everyone.
Yeah, so what the ordinance is for is for us to go, is to enter an agreement with Maumee Valley Planning Organization for technical assistance in regards to the community development block grant that we received, program that we received as part of the Bunting Bearings Project. So this is basically the agreement that they will be assisting us as a consultant and helping us oversee the funding. Basically, they're going to do most of the reporting for us.
Okay. This cost anything for us, or?
I believe, no, there shouldn't be. No, I believe the fee should already been included in the grant.
Okay. Any other questions on that one? All right, moving on to Ordinance 07-2025.
Ordinance 07-2025 is an ordinance approving an agricultural exemption and authorizing the village clerk to sign a renewal of farmland in the agricultural district form, and it declares an emergency.
Is this... So I believe it's some of the land that was recently annexed, if I'm correct.
There's we do this every year. Is this an annual renewal?
Yeah.
It just doesn't have an expiration date on it.
Kevin indicated this was an annual thing.
Yeah.
It's automatic. You guys have to do
every year.
Every year. Gotcha. To keep it, I think he said to keep it grandfathered.
Yep. Okay, do I have a motion to suspend?
So moved.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Thomas? Oh, good Lord, this why in the world? Deadline?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes. Do I have a motion to make final on first reading?
So moved. Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Frank?
Yes.
Deadline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Thomas abstains. Yes, he does. I don't know where this came from.
Okay.
Using up that old paper.
It must be.
All right. Ordinance 08-2025.
Ordinance 08-2025 is an ordinance approving a memorandum of understanding for participation in the Fulton County Special Response Team. And that came from the police department. It's for the SWAT.
Part of that. Yeah, this was brought on by the police chief. Unfortunately, he had to leave early.
This is the one that our office reviewed. Kevin had indicated two or three meetings ago that you all were aware of it. It's basically the SRT stuff, or the cooperative stuff that the chief is going to do. And it's only, as I understood in talking to the chief was the only one that was actually going to be participating. So it wasn't going to end up costing the village anything. In fact, it should be a net positive. Based on any proportion that, as I understood it. So that was what I understood it to be.
Okay.
So I don't think there's a rush on it. So I don't think you need to do an emergency.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Demeline?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, Ordinance 09-2025.
Ordinance 09-2025 is an ordinance authorizing the village administrator to enter an agreement with Jones and Henry for engineering services. And it declares an emergency.
This is for project, what's the project?
What is
CSO post-construction monitoring study.
So what this ordinance entails is it's for the proposal for engineering services for the CSO post-construction monitoring study as part of the NPDES permit renewal for our wastewater plants. As you can see, some aspects had to get done soon, and as part of the fees to do the scope of services as part of that renewal, it's going to cost $114,200. However, that's going to be broken down over the course of 2025, 2026, and 2027. But the ordinance does call for the monitoring study to not exceed that amount to be paid over that three-year period. So it's not all going to be shoved into one fiscal year. It'll be done over the course of three.
What's the lifespan of one of those permits? Is it 3 years or is it longer?
I believe it's longer, but I have to double. But I have to double check with our consultant on that.
Okay.
Is the duration something we would need to know before?
No, I was just curious if in 3 years this was going to crop back up again. We needed to be aware of that, or if this was going to be every 5 or every 10. I just don't know off the top of my head where an NPED survey or NPED per. Oh, my brain. What the duration was. I'll make a motion to suspend.
Are they doing the install of these? Or is this just.
Study.
Engineers,
it was just a study at the very least.
Study. I think Kevin said it was just a study.
And this is mandated by the EPA.
Yeah.
It's renewal for a permit.
Those of you who vote for the EPA, $114,000.
And I have a question on the very first thing was to submit the CSO post construction or monument plan to Ohio EPA by February 1st.
Yes, it was initially February 1st, but we were able to request to have it submitted a little bit later just because of the fact that it was not right because it was brought to my attention later that this needed to be approved. So when we had told them what we were discussing this at this current meeting, they said it was fine to have it submitted after the initial February 1st date.
Thank you.
Are we doing the installation of flow meters ourselves?
I would have to double check with our current water superintendent to answer that question.
It says part of the fee is flow meter installation, monitoring, and maintenance, $70,000.
In that case, yes, I believe Joseph Henry would be doing that.
I'd really like to know if we could do that ourselves. That's somebody's salary for the year. Even if it took them all year to put it in.
Every day.
Yeah.
We still need a second if we have one.
What's that?
We don't have a second yet.
Yeah, it's hard to stomach.
What is the, it was February 1st, what is it now?
March 1st.
March 1st.
March 1st.
It would be before our next meeting.
I'll second the suspension.
I have a motion second. Roll call, please.
Adams?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Dunlap?
Yes.
Do I have a motion to make final and first reading?
So moved.
I'll second it. I do have a... No, I don't. Never mind.
I do have another question, though.
Get them, Lynn. Get them.
Obviously, this probably wasn't in our initial budget. So this... obviously needs to be we need to make sure it's put in there for, before the finalized budget.
Yes, and we'll make, yeah, so we'll make sure that that's included in there.
I think even if we could do that ourselves, we don't have the manpower to do that ourselves.
I don't know that. I don't know what it requires to install 3 meters that monitor flow.
I'm not an expert in water distribution, so I if anything, I can circle back and have that question answered for you.
It's just so frustrating when water rates and sewer rates continue to climb, and the only progress we make is higher and higher fees and mandates from the EPA that continue to cause rising inflation on everybody, and we get blamed.
I understand your frustrations.
I just want to make sure that we're doing the right thing, not just throwing dollars out to somebody else to do this work.
Is the plan for these funds to come out of water or wastewater?
I'll have to consult with the finance director to be certain of that. I believe this was going to come out of the wastewater fund, based on the fact that this study was in regards to the wastewater department.
I believe we have a motion and a second.
A motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Holine?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Any questions related to today's council proceedings? The next village of...
Nope.
We have there is not an executive session in there just for you.
Oh.
Thanks, guys.
So make up your time.
I'm out saving a life at an executive session. Thanks.
Well, that's what it's, we're talking about you. So.
Oh, great.
Who's economic development?
Okay.
Kent, I'm going to, do you have it written down, Kent? I'm going to just have to, Kent, what is the executive session?
It was 121.22G8. Did I get that right, Chad? He said it at the very first. I think it was G8, economic development.
That is correct.
Make a motion to executive session at 6:37 p.m. as recommended. Are we expecting any action coming out of this?
I don't believe so,
no.
Mr. Johnson.
No, which is
no. I can say that with absolute confidence. No.
Correct.
I'll second that.
Have a motion and a second to go into executive session. Roll call, please.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Yeah.
Johnson?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Roll call, please.
Who was the motion and second?
I was the motion.
I second.
Yes.
Devlin?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
The next village meeting will be Monday, March 3rd at 5:30 p.m. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion. Second it.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Frank?
Yes.
Devlin?
Yes.
Adams?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Adjourn.